Well, up next, even if the WTO agreement on agriculture fails, it and other trade agreements will force changes in the 2007 version of the U.S. Farm Bill. As you'll hear, it all starts with NAFTA. NAFTA was written in the early 1990s. The North American Free Trade Agreement liberalized trade between Canada, the United States, and Mexico. Its final stage of implementation goes into force January the 1st, 2008. And as much as any other agreement, finalized or not, Bob Thompson says NAFTA will force Congress to open rather than simply extend the current farm bill.
Now, there are several things that are going to have to change in the be changed in that next farm bill. One of those is our sugar program. January 1, 2008, the North American Free Trade Agreement is fully implemented, and on that date, Mexico will have full and unfettered access to the U.S. market for sugar exports with no limits. And our sugar program will become unsustainable on January 1, 2008. So there's going to have to be change in that. There are two other areas that the farm bill is going to have to be reopened in.
One of these, says the farm policy expert from the University of Illinois, is an adjustment to the cotton program. It is a direct result of the WTO ruling against the United States. The third, says Bob Thompson, also comes from the WTO, the organization's current rules on agriculture, written primarily by the United States and the European Union negotiators in the 1990s, forbids a government from limiting what crops can be planted on a piece of property or receiving a government subsidy, like a direct payment. Vegetable crop acres in the United States are not eligible for a direct payment. It was one of the compromises made in a previous farm bill to protect vegetable crop growers from competition. If the compromise goes away, Bob Thompson says those veggie growers will want a piece of the direct payment dollars in return.
We'll see how much or how that plays out. So we've got sugar, cotton, and the fruit and vegetable exclusion on direct payments that are all going to have to be addressed in the 2007 Farm Bill. So those who say don't reopen it, just extend the 2002 bill, that's impossible. It's got to be reopened. So once you've opened the door a crack, the only question is how wide is it going to be pushed open by all the other interests that are discussing a plethora of alternatives to the current programs.
Here's one thing the U of I's Bob Thompson does not think will change in the next farm bill. He says there will be a huge amount of rhetoric that farmers need to address the growing deficit. In the end, he believes the amount of money allocated to agriculture by Washington will not change. How it is distributed across the nation probably will. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.